Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
I want to talk to you about the importance of the anointing in our lives as believers. Isaiah chapter 10 and verse 27 says, "And the yoke will be destroyed because of the anointing." The need for the anointing has never been so critical as in the world we live in. We live in a society bound by addictions. An addiction is a dependency on a behavior or a substance that a person is powerless to stop. Some researchers speak of two types of addictions: substance addictions like alcoholism, drug abuse, and smoking, and process addictions like gambling, spending, shopping, eating, and sexual activity. Almost every family has someone affected by addictions. And people are crying out today for help. God desires to equip us with his word and with his anointing to set them free. Now, the Bible tells us that it was through the anointing that Jesus brought liberty to those in bondage. Isaiah chapter 61 and 1 says, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and opening the prison to those who are bound." Jesus, through the power of the Holy Spirit, ministered to people who are bound by Satan, bound by sickness, and they were set free. One such incident is found in Luke chapter 13, verses 11 and 12. It states, "There was a woman who had a spirit of infirmity 18 years and was bent over and could in no way raise herself up. But when Jesus saw her, he called her to himself and he said to her, 'Woman, you are loosed from your infirmity.' He laid his hands upon her, and immediately she was made straight, and she glorified God." You see, the anointing breaks spiritual, emotional, and physical chains that people have. But what is the anointing? The anointing is God's supernatural power for service. The name Christ in the Greek language means the anointed one. And the word anointing has an interesting meaning. It means to pass on through the idea of contact. It means to smear or to rub with oil. It also means to be consecrated to an office or service. Acts chapter 10 and 38 tells us God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. Now, the Holy Spirit is the presence of God. He is referred to often as the Spirit of God or the Spirit of Christ. And when the Holy Spirit is present, the anointing is always present. However, the anointing is specifically released for service. After the resurrection of Jesus, he breathed upon his disciples and said, "Receive ye the Holy Ghost," or receive the anointing. Listen to what it says in John chapter 20 and verse 20. "And when he had said so, he showed himself to his disciples and he lifted his hands, and the disciples were happy to see him. And Jesus said again, "Peace be unto you. As my Father has sent me, even so I am sending you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said, "Receive ye the Holy Ghost." Now, the Holy Spirit came on the day of Pentecost. In Acts chapter 1 and 8, Jesus said, "You shall receive power," that's the anointing, "when the Holy Spirit," or the presence of God, "has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses of me," ministry. So we see that when the Holy Spirit is present, the anointing comes. But he comes specifically that we might minister. The Holy Spirit came on the day of Pentecost, and he changed the life of the disciples. Now, the Bible tells us that word power in Acts 1 and 8 actually means dunamis, miraculous power, workers of miracles. When the Holy Spirit comes into our lives through his baptism, saints, he brings miraculous power upon us for service. Now, I keep stressing that to you because you've got to understand this about the anointing. You don't walk around anointed all day long. God anoints you specifically to do and to act on his behalf. And the anointing will change you into another person. You won't be the same person. There's an old song that says, "Something got a hold of me." Oh, yes, it did. Something got a hold of me. That was an individual's way of trying to express that the Spirit of God came upon them and they became a different person. Before Saul became king over Israel, he was so timid and removed. In fact, when the elders came to anoint him king or to bring him forth to be king, he was hiding. He was hiding with all of the equipment. He was so shy. But Samuel gave him a prophecy, and he said, "Saul, God is going to change you into another man when his anointing comes upon you." And 1 Samuel 10 and 6, this is what Samuel said, "And the Spirit of the Lord will come upon you, and you shall prophesy with them, and you shall be turned into another man." Something important about the anointing. When the anointing comes upon you, saints, it's not your power. It's not you doing it. Never take credit for it, and never stop the flow of God either when the anointing comes. Now, I'm not talking about you, because the Bible says the Spirit is subject to the prophet. But I'm saying when you know that God is leading you to minister in an area, realize it's the Holy Spirit. It's not you. Although fearful to fulfill his assignment, Gideon moves with power when the anointing came upon him. You'll remember Gideon when the Midianites were coming against Israel. He went to where they make wine and hid himself to make some flour so he could have food. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him and said, "Hail, mighty man of valor." He said, "Mighty man of valor, who? Who are you talking about? You can't be talking about me. I'm hiding here just trying to get a little food." You know about the Midianites out there. I don't want any of them to capture me. And God assigned that young man with the task of leading victory over the Midianites. Well, the Bible tells us in Judges chapter 6 and 33, "Then all of the Midianites and the Amalekites, the people of the east, gathered together, and they crossed over and encamped in the valley of Jezreel." They were about to attack Israel once more and take all of their cattle, all of their lands, and all of their crops. The Bible says, "But the Spirit of the Lord came upon Gideon, and he blew the trumpet, and the people all gathered behind him." You see, God will use you, God will anoint you for service when there's a need. The Bible tells us about Samson. There was a woman who had a son named Samson. It was a supernatural birth. And the Bible says in Judges chapter 13 and verse 25, and the Spirit of the Lord began to move upon him at times. Once again, the anointing comes for service and moves at times. Now, when Jesus was arrested, all of his disciples fled. They were all afraid of being captured, except for Peter. And Peter followed him from afar. But when it came down to him being captured, he denied the Lord three times. He was so fearful. In fact, they said, your speech, it gives you away. You're one of them. He began to curse and swear and say, I'm sure none of Jesus's followers talk like this. And he betrayed the Lord because of his fearfulness. But on the day of Pentecost, they became different men. When the Holy Spirit came and the anointing came upon them, Peter became fearless and began to stand up in front of the crowd and told them about Jesus Christ and how they had crucified the Lord of heaven. And 3,000 souls came to know Jesus Christ because of the anointing that came upon Peter's life to preach the gospel. Now, after that, the Holy Spirit came and the apostles operated in miraculous power. In Acts chapter 5, verses 14 and 16, it states, and believers were increasingly added to the Lord, multitudes, both men and women, so that they brought the sick out into the streets and laid them on beds and couches, that at least the shadow of Peter passing by might fall on some of them. Now, why do you think that was? It was because the very shadow of Peter brought healing to the people in the streets because of the anointing. The Holy Spirit was in that shadow, saints.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Here's Pastor Steve with a special invitation for you.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve. Don't minimize how God is going to direct your life and what you are capable of accomplishing. You know, the Bible says God is able through his mighty power at work within us to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask and think. To know God's direction, you must surrender to his will and to his plan. I want to personally invite you to our worship service this Sunday at 10 a.m. It's one of the ways that I know that you're listening. I would love to shake your hand and pray for you. I am certain that the service will encourage you and prepare you for the coming week. A church that's alive is worth the drive.
Spirit Life Church is located in the middle of the Mid-Cities at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst. We offer a safe environment. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
It goes on to say, also a multitude gathered from the surrounding cities to Jerusalem, bringing sick people and those who were tormented by unclean spirits, and they were all healed. Now, when we talk about the anointing, we must realize something. Every one of us have been given a measure of the anointing. In 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 21, it states, he who has established us with you in Christ and has anointed us is God, who also has sealed us and given us the Spirit in our hearts as a guarantee. You see, God has given each of us a measure of the anointing to live the Christian life. In fact, 1 John 2 and 27 tells us, but the anointing which you have received from him abides in you. This measure of the anointing also has been given so that you would have spiritual discernment to know truth from error. Have you ever been in a service, or have you ever been around people when they begin to talk about spiritual things or religious things, and in your heart, you know, that's not true. I don't know where to find it in the Bible. I can't even tell you theologically about that, but it's not true. That's the anointing. Rising up inside of you and saying, that's error. You can't accept what that person is saying. The Bible goes on to say in 1 John 2:27, you need not that anyone should teach you, but the same anointing teaches you concerning all things that are true or a lie. So you see, the anointing comes upon you so that you can discern truth from error. The Bible also tells us that the Holy Spirit leads us into all truth. Now, this morning, I want to begin to give you principles regarding how to develop and to increase the anointing in your life. So let's start with the first one. The first principle is ask God to increase the anointing on your life. Anything that we receive from God, we must ask. The Bible says that we don't receive because we haven't asked. You must ask God to anoint you. You must ask God to increase the anointing on your life. And only those chosen by God can receive the anointing to a greater degree. Now you're saying, what do you mean by that? Exactly what I said. God does not just release his anointing to play games. The anointing is a very precious thing. And God will not anoint you for you not to use it. Now, the anointing is available for all of us who know Jesus Christ as personal Savior. After you ask the Lord is going to search your heart. He's going to look and see, are you really serious about this? And he will either choose you for more of the anointing or not. The Bible says that God said to Moses, lay your hands upon Joshua because I have chosen him. He said to Samuel, pour the anointing oil upon David because I have chosen him. God said to Elijah, place your mantle around Elisha because I have chosen him. You see, your spiritual destiny and your anointing will be determined by your hunger and God's selection for more of the anointing on your life. Listen to what the Bible says in Isaiah 44:3. I will pour water upon the thirsty and floods upon the dry ground. I will pour out my spirit and blessings upon you and your children. How does God respond to our prayers? Or why does he respond? The Bible tells us he responds when we're hungry. He responds when we're thirsty. If you are thirsty for the anointing, God will respond to you. And 1 Chronicles 4:10, it speaks of a man named Jabez who desired God to bless him. Listen to that prayer. Jabez called on the God of Israel saying, oh, that you would bless me indeed. Is that your prayer today? Some people are afraid to ask God to bless them. Not me. Every day I'm saying, Lord, bless me. I want more of the anointing, more of the power, more of the blessings, more prosperity, everything you have. I don't want to miss any of it. Jabez was the same kind of person. He said, oh, that you would bless me. Not just bless me indeed. That means more than you're blessing other people. I want to be blessed. And Lord, enlarge my territory. Enlarge my sphere of influence. That your hand would be with me. How many of you want the hand of the Lord to be with you today? You need to pray this prayer and believe it. The Bible says God granted him what he requested. And God will always grant a sincere heart who believes and trusts in him when they pray, especially this particular prayer. The second principle of receiving the anointing is this. God will place you under spiritual leadership to serve. It will be one of the five ministry gifts. an apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, or teacher. Most likely a pastor. Because the Bible tells us in Jeremiah chapter 3 and 15, and I will give you pastors according to my heart who will feed you with knowledge and understanding. Once again, remember, God is going to direct you to the house of his choice with the minister of his choice because you must serve to receive the anointing. The anointing is released only through service. In John 15 and 16, it states, "You did not choose me," showing that we must be chosen by God, "but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain." That speaks of service. "And whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you." How many of you want the anointing on your life? How many of you want more of the anointing? Let me say, this is God's desire for every single one of us in this room. This world is in bondage. People are dying and going to hell every day. And saints, some people will not be set free unless the anointing gets involved in their lives. Many of you know people who are bound. Bound by pornography, bound by alcohol, bound by drugs. It's not enough just to say to him, "Jesus Christ will save you and set you free." You need the anointing and pray for them. And God will break that yoke over their lives if you will just do that in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, the third principle is this. After you faithfully serve for a period of time, the anointing upon your pastor will begin to be transferred to you. We see this in Scripture. In Acts chapter 6, verses 5 and 6, it tells us that when the apostles laid hands upon the first deacons, the anointing was transferred to them. It states, "And they chose Stephen, a man full of faith, and the Holy Spirit, and Philip," and named others. These are the two I want to focus on, "whom they set before the apostles, and when they had prayed, they laid their hands on them." Verse 8, "And Stephen was full of faith and power and did great wonders and signs among the people." There was a transfer of the anointing from the apostles to the deacons. What did the deacons do at that time? They waited tables. There was a need in the church that the Greek widows should be served as well as the Hebrew widows. And so instead of the apostles serving and waiting on the tables, they said, "Get some men that are anointed by God, those you feel good about, who have a great reputation in the community. Get them together. We'll lay our hands on them, and God will use them in serving him in that way." Saints, it is not a shame to wait on tables. The anointing comes when you're faithfully using what God has given you in service. The Bible says that Stephen was waiting on tables, but the anointing came upon his life when the apostles prayed for him.
This concludes part one of the message today. Join us tomorrow for part two.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. If you were touched by the message today, consider going to our website and making a donation of any size. Your generous donation can help keep our radio ministry alive. Visit our website at aplacetogrow.org and contribute today. You can also download a copy of today's message by navigating to the Media tab. The title of today's message is How to Receive and Develop the Anointing, Part 1. Now Pastor Steve wants to pray with you.
This is Pastor Steve, and I don't know what you're going through today, but perhaps you're feeling just a little bit down. Others are feeling really depressed. I want to pray a prayer that God will strengthen you, that his hope will brighten your soul and your mind, and that joy will come into your heart right now. Father, your word says, "Cast me not away from your presence, and take not your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of my salvation, and uphold me." Father, I pray right now for people who are feeling sad. People are feeling depressed. People are just feeling down because of some situation, some circumstance. I rebuke the attack on their lives. And Lord, Father, I pray for the joy of the Lord. Lord, one of the fruit of the Spirit is joy. Let their joy return. In the name of Jesus, strengthen them, help them, bless them, be with them. We just thank you today for the answer. We thank you that all is well. Bless them and bless their families today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. You're always invited to join us for our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10. We offer a safe environment. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Also, remember to be with us every weekday at 4 p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 2:30, right here on Bible School Radio 91.3 KDKR.